I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yesterday, they did a special edition SportsCenter, and Rod Manfred appeared to talk with Mike Greenberg. And he had this to say about what he feels in terms of if baseball is going to come back this year.
I'm not confident. Mike, I think there's real risk, and as long as there's no dialogue, that real risk is going to continue. It's just a disaster for our game. Absolutely no question about it. It shouldn't be happening, and it's important that we find a way to get past it and get the game back on the field for the benefit of our fans. I had been hopeful that once we got to common ground on the idea that we were going to pay the players full prorated salary, that we would get some cooperation in terms of proceeding under the agreement that we negotiated with the MLBPA on March 26th. Unfortunately, over the weekend, while Tony Clark was declaring his desire to get back to work, the union's top lawyer was out telling reporters, players, and eventually getting back to owners that as soon as we issued a schedule, as they requested, they intended to file a grievance claiming they were entitled to an additional $1 billion. Obviously, that sort of bad faith tactic makes it extremely difficult to move forward in these circumstances.
Trevor Bauer, Cincinnati Reds pitcher, tweeted this. So, Rob, explain to us how you can be 100% sure there's going to be baseball, but not confident there will be baseball at the same time. What changed between those statements? Players told you to set the season, but it's too early to set the season right now, isn't it, Rob? Because then you'd have to explain why you're only going to impose 50 games when we could easily play 70 plus right now. Yep. The tactic is to bluff with no season again and delay another 2 to 3 weeks until you clear the risk of not negotiating in good faith by trying to play as many games as possible. The public backlash combined with potential of having to explain yourself in front of an arbitrator isn't too appealing, is it? Let's see. The way I have it figured, you want to play between 50 and 60 games. Can't make it 50 because that would be too obvious to everyone with what you were trying to do. He went on, but you get kind of the gist of it, that he's just calling it out. I think all the players are, and we've said this too, this is all just a charade. This is all a show. Yeah. He's doing this. They're slow playing the clock, and when they get to a certain point, they're going to play a 52-game schedule. And at that point, I say this, man, I really want the Atlanta Braves to do good this year. They're a really good young team. Yeah. I hope baseball loses a lot of stars just in protest against this of just, no, I don't need to play 50 games. It's a bastardized season anyway.
Yeah, I think watching if that ends up happening, one, if Major League Baseball is still willing to do it, if the Players Association files a grievance, because that was a big thing that came out yesterday, was they said we can get back to work and come to an agreement on a length of season as long as you agree right now to not file a grievance against us for not negotiating in good faith, because the Players Association lawyer, as Rob Manfred mentioned there, is floating that theory, which he should, because the owners have never negotiated in good faith, and this has been their strategy all along, and the Players Association understands it. And I've said it for weeks. Trevor Bauer highlighted it there. They have essentially offered the same thing 4 or 5 different times, with nothing really different outside of just a different way to get to the same amount of money that they're going to make, with slightly different number of games and all that kind of stuff. But they had an end goal of how much they were going to pay the players, and the offer was always the same. So we've known that they were trying to run out the clock, get to the point where there's only enough room in the calendar for a 50-game season, and then Rob Manfred has the ability to implement that. The owners end up paying the amount of money that they want to pay, and we get a short, crappy version of baseball that will be detrimental long-term to the game. I'm glad that the Players Association and prominent players like Trevor Bauer are calling him out for that. I love their approach since this last weekend of one saying, we're just done negotiating. This is stupid. You haven't changed your offer, and we're not going to play ball with you anymore. And every single player, you look, Gerrit Cole's done it, Mike Trout's done it, some really prominent players across Major League Baseball have come out and said, just tell us when and where. We're ready to play. name the length of the season. Let's do it right now. But you know why he's not going to do it? It's because they won't pay the full prorated amount for 70 plus games, which you could still fit in if you were going to start spring training in the next week or two. They have to draw this out for another 14 days or so to get to the point where they can have 50 games. Hence the negotiation tactic of saying what Rob Manfred said yesterday.
Boy, what a fall for a guy. I think if you would have brought this up a year or two ago, Rob Manfred would be near the top of really highly regarded, respected, thought of commissioners in sports. Now, there's not like a whole ton of them, but
I would argue, too, it was nothing that he had actually done. I think Adam Silver is always the most respected. Roger Goodell, people just hate because he's Roger Goodell and some of the punishments he's given to players. And hockey fans hate Gary Bettman for valid reasons. Yeah. So he's just slotted in there, not because he's done anything positive.
Because he didn't do anything.
Right. Negative. He just hasn't done anything that would be detrimental. And now that is all out the window.
Yeah, like Silver's not perfect. He's had his problems as well. See the Hong Kong situation this year. But I think he gets the most respect just in the sense of it's the most player-friendly league. And they're in good faith, good standing. Roger Goodell, you know, I think he has his fair share of supporters, but he's basically a shill for the owners. Anything he does or says is basically coming from the owners, and then we trash him for being the voice of it. And the inconsistencies of the way that he does stuff is a problem. Gary Bettman, I mean, I don't really need to explain that. I'm not even the biggest hockey guy, and I know that he sucks. Yeah. But you're right. Rob Manfred was basically put on that mantle, and he didn't do anything. I think what he got credit for was he came in and baseball just kept going along. And then he kept like every summer, it felt like he would float these radical progressive ideas of, hey, what if we start with a runner on second? We might be doing a pitch clock.
Right.
We might do robot umpires. I think because of that mixed in with nothing changing or being done in a negative way, we did put him at this mantle of, Adam Silver or Rob Manfred got to be number one. And man, he has taken a free fall because I said this 2-3 weeks ago. I did not want this to turn into let's boo all the players. We hate the players. It's their fault. There is a huge, huge swing that's been done in the media. And I think on sports fans, because we're just far more intelligent. We have more access. So we get more knowledge. It feels like it's 90-10. Blame on the owners, and Rob Manfred is a part of that group.
Well, I think the players have been really smart with the way they've handled this, and I'm glad you read the Trevor Bauer thread because he highlights everything that they're going through and why you should be siding with the players in this negotiation. And I think that's important. You have to use your voice. If you're going to stay silent and just let the narrative kind of create itself for the news leaks come out and the owners to control the storyline, you're going to lose, I think, some fan support. But guys like Trevor Bauer have helped a lot in that case. But this has been bubbling for baseball fans now for a while. I mean, you go back to little decisions that he's made. I'll start too. I mean, mainly with not resolving the Oakland and Tampa situations. Those are glaring holes for Major League Baseball. And he has not had the balls as the commissioner to hold their feet to the fire and say, figure it out or we're moving on. And you have two markets that don't go, don't support, or don't pay any attention to their baseball teams that have no real plans for a new stadium, yet you're allowing them to go on for the foreseeable future before you expand. That's a terrible mistake on his part in growing the game of baseball. Some of the rule changes that he's come out with are okay, I guess, to a certain extent, but the one that really ticked off a lot of people this year was having a 3-batter minimum. Like, that's what keeps people from watching the game. Really, one extra pitching change in the seventh inning, you're going to watch that entire thing and then turn the game off because you have to wait an extra 5 minutes. That's stupid. It's short-sighted, and it's not going to help the game in any way, shape, or form. And then I think it culminated before all of this exploded with the Houston Astros. Like, you didn't have the cojones to punish the players who clearly were cheating for multiple seasons.
Openly admitted
cheating, and they won a World Series because of it. But because you didn't want to have a battle with the Players Association, you let all of them get off scot-free outside of taking a PR hit. And you randomly punished a team and fired a manager. Like, you fell on deaf ears with that. You had the integrity of your game was compromised, and you didn't do what you needed to do to get, I think, the fan support back. So this has been building for a couple of years, and it's just culminating in this where he's looked incredibly weak. You mentioned Goodell getting controlled by the owners. I mean, Manfred looks like a puppet. He's doing everything that they want to do, and you would want your commissioner to have a backbone and say, do you realize how detrimental this can be to the sport? Like, it's already bad enough, but imagine not having a season. This will devastate us. There's not a steroid era in 4 years that's going to pull us out of this abyss, and he doesn't have the ability to do that.
When he says what he says on ESPN yesterday, who is that for? Does he think him saying this is going to get sympathy for the ownership group? Or do you think he's saying this because, as you mentioned, and by the way, I think a lot of commissioners are kind of this way, and they have to be. Is he just saying this to make the owners feel good when they turn the TV on? I can't fathom who that was for.
I mean, he works for the owners.
Yeah, that seemed to be the most prepared, canned. He had his company line from the owners that he was going to stick to regardless of the line of questioning or whatever. I thought Greenberg was pretty soft on him, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But maybe he knew going in that he wasn't going to say anything anyway. So,
right.
He was the most unbelievable and inauthentic of all of them.
You're not swinging the support by doing that. And I think
you just enraged the players.
You're not making anything better. And it's a disconnect of, it's not 1973. When you go on TV and say something, people just go, oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
We have access and we can read all this stuff that's actually going on now and be informed and go, you're full of crap. We know you're full of crap. We've seen your offers.
Has there been any, has the media verified his claim that the labor lawyer for the union was actually going around saying
I haven't seen that yet.
But they're going to file a grievance. If they end up implementing a 50-game season, of course the Players Association is going to do that because that was their thought all along.
But my guess is, I'm no labor lawyer, but I mean, whether or not they played any sort of season at all, they were going to file a grievance anyway. So I don't know why that. I mean, if owners thought they were going to get some assurance that there wasn't going to be a grievance filed.
Well, and that was the news that broke yesterday, was saying they wanted that assurance if they're going to implement a season, which of course they're not going to get.
If you wanted that assurance, then you should have played an 85-game season two months ago and given them their full prorated salaries, and they probably would have signed it.
Well, and one last thing. I know we're against it, but somebody said maybe it's just really hard to be a commissioner of a major pro sports league. You got to have the owners play.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about that. I think when you
Not an easy job.
Confirm that we will not label that an easy job. It does make a lot of money, though, so you're not going to get a lot of sympathy. But I think where a good commissioner will be successful is if you're able to please as many people of those three as you can. And where owners, I think, or where commissioners can get in trouble, where Manfred Manley is getting in trouble right now, is he is doing everything at the behest of the owner.
There's no player.
He's not considering the players and he's not considering the fans and how pissed off all the fans are from this. And I think that's where the issue is. One quick example of that is Adam Silver during the Donald Sterling thing. Now, those are drastically apples to oranges comparisons. But when that was going down, there was a lot of NBA owners. Mark Cuban, I think, was one of them that were like, dude, this is a slippery slope. Like, we're just going to force sales based on comments. Like, there were a lot of owners in the NBA that said, whoa, are we just going to be able to take away teams? And Adam Silver knew the players were pissed. They were protesting.
They almost didn't play in the playoffs.
He knew the fans were pissed, of saying, like, this guy is a scumbag and he owns a team and he hasn't done squat in 40 years. And Adam Silver was willing to have the backbone to piss off a couple of owners to do what was the right thing for the NBA. And he's benefited from it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.